It is Tuesday, January 15th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I mean, it's great.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Things to do today. It's the second installment of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pens writing workshop at the Fayetteville Public Library. Mm-hmm. It starts at 6 o'clock. The last one was full.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I suggest you call 856-7250 and find out if it's full tonight.
Good idea.
There is an Ozark Poetry Slam. Open mic at 8 o'clock, followed by a poetry slam. It happens the third Tuesday of every month at Rogue on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. And tomorrow, a community that I did not know existed, and I thought I knew all the little ones. There's a lunch lecture at the Shiloh Museum tomorrow on the history of the Glade community.
Glade.
I know it was in Benton County, and that's all I know. So you'll see me at the museum tomorrow finding out more. And that happens at noon. They have cookies and usually cider, and it's
free.
There you go.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspaper.
And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
Me, it's Rebecca Hayda.
You know how often you'll hear about University of Arkansas athletes turning pro in baseball, football, or basketball?
Sure.
Well, I can report that Janelis Torres Lopez, who played volleyball at the University of Arkansas, she is now signed a professional volleyball contract. She will play with, and I'm going to mispronounce this. Yes, let me just hand this over to you. It is circled.
Where is your... she's going to play with Leona de Ponce, I guess? Leona de Ponce of the Puerto Rico Superior League.
There you go.
Oh, good for her.
Yes. Now, also, this morning, the American Veterinary Medical Association released their statistics that they do every 5 years about pet ownership in the United States.
Of course you know this.
Well, I didn't know it. They sent out a press release.
But you said, of course.
Yes. Well, every 5 years this is released.
Uh-huh.
What state do you think has the highest percentage of households that own pets? Any guesses?
Highest percentage?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't have either. Vermont. 71% of households in Vermont own a pet.
Huh.
New Mexico is second at 68%. Arkansas, seventh. 62.5% of Arkansas households have a pet. The highest cat ownership in the United States is Vermont. Nearly half, 49.5% of homes in Vermont have a cat.
Mm.
In D.C., only 11.5% have a cat.
Right.
New Jersey has the lowest dog ownership ratio, just 32%.
Huh.
Top dog?
Top dog.
Arkansas. 48% of Arkansas households have at least one dog. We're number one in dog ownership.
Oh, so we're number one in something.
In dog, or you can say we're the top dog.
So does that count, like, registered? I don't know if registered is the right word, but, like, people take in a lot of strays, or maybe they aren't. Some dogs, there are a lot of animals that are kind of, like, feral cats and things. I don't know the equivalent for a dog. It's not counting that, right?
This is the American Veteran Medical Association, so I think it's counting the cats and dogs and birds and reptiles and whatever else you keep that are taken care of by vets.
By vets and stuff.
And
okay.
Registered to some degree.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
So, number one in dog ownership, 48% of Arkansas households.
Hooray.
Yes.